It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, as we do every Friday. And Matt, you streamed another movie. This time it's Jumanji, The Next Level.
And another shout out to my 11-year-old daughter, Chloe, for picking this one on Prime Video. And again, Jumanji, The Next Level was huge at the box office and had a great run right up until theaters were closed in late March. The sequel to Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, which came out in 2017. And of course, Doug, this is all a reboot from the 1995 Robin Williams successful film, Jumanji, based on this game where people enter the game and they're in a adventure world and they take on avatars and characters. So in this sequel now, Spencer, who is sort of the nerd character of the first film, who became The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, once he entered the Jumanji game. He's now in college and kind of lonely, and he's sort of not really dating his girlfriend, who of course became Karen Gillan in the game and became this action heroine. And so he feels he needs to go back to Jumanji. He needs to go back on college break, and he enters the game, and of course the three friends need to follow him and get them back. The big stars of the film are not the kid actors, Doug. The avatars are the stars. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Karen Gillan. And in this film, we have Danny DeVito, who shows up as Spencer's grandfather, and he enters the game as well. Danny Glover shows up as Danny DeVito's ex-business partner, and Awkwafina shows up in the Jumanji game as well. What makes this one, I think, watchable, interesting, entertaining, is DeVito's character becomes The Rock in the Jumanji game. So now this older, decrepit man is now Dwayne Johnson in the game, and he's liking this, but Johnson therefore tries to imitate DeVito's voice. Kevin Hart imitates Danny Glover's voice, and there's all kinds of character switching. It's a heavily CGI film, as you know, Doug. They can't make a film like this without CGI, but I did enjoy it for the most part. I think they've done a pretty good job with these reboots. Jake Kasdan is the director. You'll recognize that last name, Doug. His father, Lawrence Kasdan, was a big deal in the 80s, directing The Big Chill and The Accidental Tourist and some films like that. So I think all in all, this comes off. It appeals to younger children. It appeals to teenagers. And even as grown-ups, we did enjoy watching it. So if you're needing something to watch for $2.99 on Prime Video and you're still kind of housebound, it's not a bad choice among all the choices.
Well, it's got a great cast, I got to say that. That's a nice mix of comedy. I'm wondering about the rating. It's PG-13, so is there something more adult about it?
Not really. I did not see anything too objectionable. The jokes are pretty funny. They're pretty clean. One thing, or Game of Thrones fans, Rory McCann shows up as one of the characters in Jumanji, and he, of course, played the Hound in Game of Thrones. So if you watched Game of Thrones as I did, he shows up in the game. No, this is pretty much okay for most kids. Now, what I will say is this is a film that checks all the boxes for the box office. We've talked about this, Doug, in the past, the demographic. Who is this film for? And sometimes we have teen movies and you're wondering, who is this film for? This one checks the boxes. It's got the younger kids in that 10 to 13 age. It's got the high school kids. And actually, the grown-ups have stuff to laugh at with Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Dwayne Johnson, Danny DeVito. So they really did a good job, I think, in their demographic search and trying to check the boxes to make this a box office hit. And I understand another film is already in the works.
Well, it was released late in December, so it obviously picked a good time because I'm looking at IMDb. The budget for it was $125 million. It's almost grossed $800 million by now, so not bad.
Timing is everything, and this film got in just under the wire before COVID. It was still in theaters in March, but of course, once COVID hit, the distributors decided to put it on Prime Video early, another smart move they did. And again, we'll just have to wait and see when theaters reopen. I know Mulan is waiting to be out there in theaters as we kind of segue into what we can expect this summer. The Russell Crowe film is set for a July release. That probably won't happen in Los Angeles, though, as Los Angeles is pretty much shut down to the end of July. But other parts of the country will see openings. But this was a good marketing tool by the Jumanji people, getting it out to Prime Video, and you're right, timing was perfect for this film.
It's obviously got legs as a series of films now, huh? We'll see at least one more Jumanji, maybe more.
there's for sure another one coming, and they've kind of promised the Rory McCann character to be bigger in the next one.
Okay, well, I've got a killer question for you, because Skip Wood, our producer, sent it to me last night. He said he ran across it. He was quite surprised, and here's the question. What Academy Award-nominated actor in the category of Best Supporting Actor holds the record for having an album in the Billboard Top 10 for 153 weeks, despite having no singles in the top 40? Now, this is trivia.
So this performer had an album. He was a nominee for Supporting Actor, or did he win?
He was a nominee, so.
And he had an album. It's a he, obviously, supporting actor. He had an album in the charts for 153 weeks. Wow, that is a hard question. 3 years. Must be a music person that had a good movie role, and it's just not, you know, Robin Williams was kind of in my head because he had comedy albums, but that's not what we're looking for, obviously, so I don't think I'm going to waste any more time.
He was in the movies, he was in nightclubs, he was in television, he was Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason, that's a great, I was just going to say Sinatra, but Gleason, that's a great, that's a good one. The Hustler, 1961.
There you go. So we kind of stumped him, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a good one.
This is special. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.